This call is being recorded.
I am Lady Nada. It was such a wonderful gift today to be able to take you on this trip and share with you. I am just here to basically lay it out for Yeshua to come and share his regular Christmas message with you. We are so proud of you for all that you have accomplished this year. All of the growth, all of the activity, your movement forward is something that we are so, so proud of. We know that this is a special group whose processes continue to move forward in spite of everything that life has thrown at you. You have been a survivor. Each of you has survived and moved through the ascension processes as they've been placed before you. And this has not been easy for all, maybe not for anyone. Many of you have gone through moves of body, moves of homes, move of consciousness, and all of you have been able to make it through these times with very little backsliding, I will say. You've continued forward, you've continued onward, and we are glad for that. Time now is almost over. And soon we shall soon be in one another's presence, sharing with one another, hugging each other. But at this time, for this time, in this moment, we still share in this way. But know that you are loved. Know that you are blessed. Know that you are special, Miss Ananda and I. So I leave you today with this I have said. And for an introduction to Yeshua, part of my life has been with him. Part of my life, of course, now is with Ananda. But Yeshua moves to a time and place where he can speak to you of that which you know. Have a good, good week. Thank you.
I am Yeshua. I am here now in a different aspect than you are often introduced to as my higher aspect of Sananda. Here I come to you today as Yeshua. Yeshua that was the one that you have read about, heard about, know about from so long ago. And I come today with this message. This message of peace, this message of love and goodwill to all of man, all of the world, the planet. It is time now, my brothers and sisters. It is time for you to turn away from all of those things which have kept you from knowing who you are, from knowing the oneness that you share with all of mankind. You have been kept from this, but that time is no longer. It is time now to let go of all of the old programming. It is time to let go of everything that has held you back up until now. Because these times are special. It is not special because I was born at this time. For as you are well aware, many of you, I was not born at this time. This was not the time of my birth. I was born in the time of the spring, in the new uprising or the new rising of life at that time. But many things have changed over the years from when I walked the earth and I came to prepare the way for all of you. But I am not some special being that is above and beyond all of you. I am you, and you are me. And there has never been a time where we were not one with each other. For you to bow down, for you to worship me or worship those statues of me, that was not the way it was meant to be. I am not meant to be worshipped. I am meant to be loved, just as I love each and every one of you. The time of Christmas is a time of good cheer, is a time of finding the love and the connection of that love with everyone around you. It does not mean giving gifts and getting gifts. Yes, that is part of it. It has grown into that, mostly because they brought gifts to me. But that is not the importance of Christmas. The importance of Christmas is to share your love with each and everyone, whether it is in gifts or whether it is in simply doing something for another at that time period. That is the message. The message was once given in a wonderful manner through the cartoon that you know of as Peanuts. Those of you remember when Linus gave the message of Christmas. He said it was a time of goodwill to man, peace and love across the planet. This was what was meant. So put away all of the weapons of war. Put away all of the weapons of hate. Put away all of the weapons of fear. And turn now to love. For love does conquer all. Has always been so and always will be. If you turn to love, if you turn to the light, and you know that the light is within you and you are within the light, then you can never go wrong. You can never take a side path away from your chosen destiny. Yes, you each do have a destiny. That destiny does change from time to time. But most of you, all of you, came in with a promise of being everything that you can be in this moment, and in the next moment, again, being everything you can be, and so on. And everything that you can be means reaching out to others, reaching out with your love and your light to others as much as you possibly can in every given situation. And if it means turning the other cheek, then do so. It does not mean to stand there and be pummeled. It does mean to forgive and move on. If I could forgive those who put me on the cross, certainly you can forgive those who you believe crucify you. It's all in a matter of perspective. Your perspective from here on out needs to be more of love and light. Many things are coming. Many things are about to change. You will hear many of these in your New Year's Eve get-together. And the one who serves comes and shares with you those things which are necessary to know about the coming shifts and changes in the very near future. Everything is about to shift, and you are a part of that shift, each and every one of you. So reach out now, my brothers, my sisters, my dear friends. Reach out to each one behind you and assist them in getting across the finish line, because the finish line is right in front of you. And as my higher aspect has said many times, just reach out and grab it. I am Yeshua. All of my peace and love be with each of you.
Thank you.
Mani Padme Om. Om. Greetings to you. Manusar's here now with you to answer questions. We know you always have questions, so we are always willing and ready to answer those questions. This particular time, you're not going to have the comedic one here. He will be with you for your New Year's Eve celebration, and what a celebration it is going to be. So just be ready for this. Those that can be on the phone at that time would be very welcome, and you will partake in all of the festivities, even if you are not there in person. And we do not speak of festivities of drinking and this type of thing, although that will be available. But we are speaking in terms of festivities of celebration. Celebration of the new year. Celebration of all that is coming to you. And it is going to be a grand new year. We know we have said this before. You have heard this again and again. But isn't every year a grand new year? So look at it in this respect. And as things begin to shift and change, you will understand much of what we have given over the years here and the times we have come together. We are ready now for questions. Ashira is standing by. Yes, Ashira, you
yes,
are there.
I am here.
You are there. Okay. Would there be any questions here now? And this is the time, those of you on the phone, you can unmute your phone and ask your questions if you wish.
I have a question.
Yes.
I would like to know if the birds and small animals are aware of the presence of UFOs when they are, you know, hovering.
Very interesting question. I've not heard this one before. And it is all about awareness. It is all about consciousness. And consciousness of all life is increasing across the entire planet, whether it is human life or birds or animals or insects or flowers and plants, whatever it might be. All is changing. All is moving through this transitional shift here. And as your consciousness continues to increase and consciousness all around you continues to increase, you become more aware of all that is there. So that the veil that is there that is so far hiding you from regularly seeing that which is there in front of you, that is coming down. And those that are at a consciousness level, such as the animals and birds and all of this, are aware of the shift as well. Not so much in making out what it is that is there, but they are aware of a shift. Your animals, your pets are aware of a shift. Just look at them each day and see the shift that is happening with them. See how they are working with the light, and how they are having more and more difficulty in dealing with the situation or stressful types of situations that are there. For instance, this particular one we speak through, James here, and their dogs. It is amazing what is happening with this particular, these dogs here. So this is, you can look at all of your lives now and see this happening within your own lives. And you will have your answer. Sierra, anything to add here?
Well, we would agree that raising of consciousness is affecting everything on the planet. And there are animals around the planet that have higher consciousness already, let us say. They are leading the way for others to follow, to be guides to them, to be able to give voice to what is happening with the animals. You've heard before this one talk about animals holding the door for the human family. So there are many, many animals that are pleasant, that are doing work with other animals and within the kingdoms that they are, so that they have messages going out and educating the animals, plants, insects on the planet about what is happening as well. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Other questions here?
That was a very good question.
Hi, Hi, this is Lydia Guanhuter. Thank you for being here. You probably heard us discussing about how do we ask, and I have a question about asking, because I heard all in all the messages from the masters that they are here with us, they are very close to us, that we just have to call upon them. But when I have tried that, I've been kind of confused. I don't know who to ask anymore, because some people said to ask your higher self about, for instance, your own, what is my contract? What is my purpose in this lifetime? So to ask your higher self, because that knows everything about you. But is it different than when we ask for a personal 3D necessities, who do we ask for? Can you please clarify how is that we are properly to ask?
There is no preferred way to ask. It is simply to just ask. Ask of whoever it is, whether it is your higher self or one of us, one who serves, or Ashira or Sananda or whoever it might be. It does not matter. We have said many times, the messenger does not matter, only the message. So ask and you shall receive. And it matters not, again, who you are asking. If there is a particular situation you are asking within, such as one here in the room is fond of using Anthony to call upon lost items and this type of thing. And does it matter if it is Anthony answering and finding the article, or does it matter if it is your own higher self that is doing the finding here? You see, it matters not. Ashira?
I agree. I'm not going to add to that. Thank you.
Very good. Other questions here?
Yes, this is Sue in Arizona. I had this experience last night of a very, very powerful vibration coming through me for quite some time. I experienced this, and then telepathically, I heard King of Swords. Can you enlighten me or not about any meaning to this, or?
Yes. Do you know who the King of Swords is?
Well, I do know that it is, you know, the depiction of an archetype in the set of tarot cards, and I'm familiar with that representation of that energy. And then I'm familiar with Elizabeth Rutland's explanation of one who's called King of Swords, who's apparently alive today, as the Christ energy.
Sananda,
yes. My understanding.
Sananda is the King of Swords here. So, Sananda is the King of Swords, has been put into that particular title, you might say. But your question, we do not quite understand your question. You are wanting to know if there really is a King of Swords?
No, I wanted to know why that was communicated to me in this experience I had last night.
Ah, yes. Okay. Now we understand. To look at your particular situation in your dream or your awakened vision type of thing, it is important to know that various things occur, such as other entities and such, that are portions of yourself. They are not so much outside of yourself, although they can be depicted that way. So if you are seeing the King of Swords in your particular vision here, it is important because it is the connection between the galactics and you, that you are experiencing unity with this, and you have a unity with this because of who you are and who this one is, and your connection to pursue that one over past lifetimes here. So you are being reacquainted with this particular one, and this particular title is important here for you in the future here. Cannot give too much more on that at this time. Mashira, can you add anything here?
I don't think so. I also have that message of, we're not to discuss a lot about this.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. I do appreciate your time and your response. Love you both. Thank you.
Again, it is always important to remember that we are not here to spoil the various surprises that are coming. We get little hints here and there, and we give little nudges here and there, but we do not are not here to come right out and do it for you or to tell you what it exactly is going to be, because that would certainly ruin the surprise. For what would it be like for those to come and land and for us to tell you exactly what to expect? That would certainly ruin things for you, would it not? Because you have so much expectation of many things coming. And you want to be surprised, do you not?
I don't know. If I have a Christmas present... If I have a Christmas present someone gives to me and I'm supposed to wait, I usually don't. I open it up.
That is patience, my dear sister, patience.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Would there be any further questions here?
We have a fast remedy or a fast tool that you can offer to me that will kind of work on taking judgment away from my consciousness.
Yes.
What's the fast tool?
Stop doing it. You knew we were going to say that. See, we can be funny too. But in all seriousness, this is something to work on. To work on it as in your every given moment that you are able to do so. In other words, work on your thought processes. Work on all of those things that have been programmed into you to move beyond it. As to a certain tool that can be used, there are many things that can be done. You can use the various crystals that are available. Many of these crystals can assist you in your vibrations in the particular moment that you are having those vibrations. In other words, there are vibrations for many, or rather, there are crystals for many different types of vibrations and many different types of moods and various things that can assist you. For you in particular, we would look at the tourmaline. Know what this is?
No, I don't.
Look it up. It is there in the book for you. Tourmaline. It will be of assistance to you.
I would like to add to this. This is an attachment you have, Joanne. We know that you do not think that you have a lot in the way of attachments. But when you ask the question about judgment and feel that attachment to that word, it is something that you can look at, that you can work to overcome. Attachment to the judgment of people, places, and things. And you are a very rational person, Joanna. You think about things very deeply. And when you really give yourself time to think about this, not as judgment, but as an attachment, you will find yourself less and less attracted to the need to be judged or to judge. All right?
Yeah, I'm trying to really hard to understand that. I know there's I'm not understanding. Maybe it's because it's hard for me, but I'm not understanding what that means to be attached to judgment. Does that mean that I like it, or
does it serve you? Yes. An attachment is something that we continue to have in our consciousness. It may be a variety of different things that we consider quote-unquote negative in way of the world. Since you bring up attachment, that is why, or since you bring up judgment, this is why I talk about being attachment. So judgment gives you some kind of feedback at this time, some kind of measuring stick that you used for other people or other places or other experiences. But it does not need to be. It is only what it is. It is a person's response. It is a person, the way that they dress. It is a situation which is not made for you, but it just gives you an opportunity to turn away from. There is no need for judgment. Does that make more sense to you?
Yeah, I'm starting to get it. Thank you.
We would add here to look at judgment or attachments and these types of things as vibration. And as your vibration and your consciousness increases, those things of the three-dimensional programming that you have become accustomed to fall off. So look at a particular situation. You are out in nature. You are looking at the sky or looking at the plants and feeling the beauty all around you and feeling the crispness of the air. And maybe it has just rained, so you have those negative ions in the air. Do you feel any judgment then?
No.
You see what we are going here with vibration. If you raise your vibration, then there is no place for any type of judgment or any types of attachments either. For they will all fall off as your vibrations continue to increase along with your consciousness. Okay? This is why we say, see the beauty.
So you're saying you raise your vibration by being out in nature?
No, not necessarily, by raising your thoughts.
Okay.
Raise your thoughts, raise your vibration. It is all one and the same.
Appreciate. Okay.
Yes, gratitude, appreciate, yes, very good. Okay. Very good. Any other questions here?
This is Sue again. I just have a question. I don't know if James has seen this movie and you can tap into his experience of it, but there's a movie out in the theaters called The Arrival, about, you know, basically kind of in the sense of a form of disclosure. It's a story, but it's about the discontinuance of linear time as we know it and, you know, helping humanity and humanity getting over its fear of other species, other, you know, forms of life outside of our own planet. Can you comment? I mean, is this movie seems to me to be a major message to the masses who, you know, go to theaters and watch movies. And it was this specifically planted as, you know, a help to what is coming for real in our lives with disclosure?
And also, but yes, go ahead this
year. All right. This is very astute of you to notice this and to see this movie. Susan saw this movie as well. This is a huge step forward in disclosure for humanity. It is a good way for people to be able to see all sides of an issue. The movie is rather deep, but it is difficult for some to perhaps to understand. But it is a good one for people to be able to talk around and to be able to talk around the concept of galactics, the concept of coming into contact with other species, and for it to have a positive result, have a positive impact on those who are affected by the film and those who are affected through the talking of the film. So yes, it has was planted, as you use the term, was inspired for disclosure at this point in time, and is just part of that cycle. One who serves.
Yes, there are many movies over the times you have gone through here in your particular lifetime that have happened many. And they have been, some have been programmed by the cabal or produced by the cabal. Many have received implants, you might say, from those of us to create a different type of movie, and then they were turned around and changed by those of the forces that wish to continue to create the programming. But there are many also movies that have come out that have been produced and created by what you might call the Alliance or those of the Light, and they have been able to get out into the mainstream and have their effect. Of course, you know of The Matrix, you know of Movie Contact, you know of many movies, your Avatar, and ones of this nature have been there to increase the consciousness and also to bring about disclosure as much as possible. And this, we can tell you very firmly that this is going to continue, and many, many more are going to come out in the very close future here that are going to be by the forces of Light, by the Alliance and all of this. And they are going to push the entire subject of disclosure more and more here. Not only disclosure of the extraterrestrial, but disclosure of truth across the entire planet here.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yes, are there any other questions here before we release channel? And we are ready to release the channel here, and looking forward to the what is really going to be a show when you come with your New Year's Eve. We are going to be standing back and watching this show happen on stage here. As this one that you know of, we have called him the funny one over the time period, but you have other names, Comic and Next Robin Williams and all of these types of things. And he is ready and anxious and can't wait to get up on stage here, and especially in a celebration of a new year. What better time than having the noisemakers and all that? Even if you do not have them in physical form, you will come with your noisemakers in your consciousness at that time. And we are very much looking forward to this. And those of you that can be there in person and those of you that can join in on the phone, it will be a wonderful time together here that we can share with you. That is all. Shanti, peace be with you.
Either one. Shanti, love you. Thank you. I am Ashira. Please, all of you have a wonderful Christmas in the week coming. Know that we are here. If you need us, you can call on any of us. You can call us by name, Sue. That is perfectly okay. And we know that this is a time of great expectation for all of you, where this has been built up pretty big for the coming year's experience, for that December 31st, January 1st. But do not forget to spend time with your family, with your friends, with loved ones next Sunday. Share in the love with one another. Share in the light with one another. Know and watch, because things are changing, and you will see. You will see these changes in those you are sharing the weekend with. Have a wonderful Christmas. Namaste.
Namaste.